A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. Okay, so I was talking to James on the way here. He's telling me that
if I move to Washington, that I should get like a cat to keep me company in like wherever, like the apartment. That no, I told him I don't want a cat because I don't like cats. Cats are douchebags.
Well, dogs are man's best friend, and cats are your awkward roommate that poops in a box.
Yeah.
Well, no, what happens is, like,
some cats are actually pretty.
No, dogs, this is how dogs think, look at the world. They look at you like, wow, you love me, you take care of me, you're always there, you must be a god, so they worship you. Cats, on the other hand, look at you and you're like, oh, you love me, you take care of me, you're always there to feed me and stuff, I must be a god. Which is why they enjoy high places.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't like cats.
But
they're
cats,
dicks.
Exactly.
You
can
they're
teach
arrogant.
Them to be like dogs.
Not all.
You
not
can't,
all.
No,
yes, you can.
No,
not
they're
all
just
cats
really
are
arrogant.
That way.
Dogs have best friends and cats have staff.
I've never known. I've never known a cat that wasn't an asshole.
Alaska.
My cats are
Alaska
awesome.
Is not an asshole.
No one knows who that is.
I don't know
it's
who
Tara's
Alaska
cat.
Is. Okay, well, I've never known that cat. I'm saying in my own personal experience of life. On this earth, I've
person.
Never known a cat,
I had a cat
that wasn't
that
an asshole.
To be fair, Nate being a terrible person has no bearing on the cat that he's met or whether they are assholes or not.
Actually, it does.
And I'm not a terrible person, James.
You are a terrible person.
I'm
that's
not
exactly
a terrible
why
person.
The cats don't like you. They sense it. They can smell it.
No.
Yeah, they,
cats are douchebags too.
Well, no, they're gods.
No, they love
sense
me.
Among their subjects who are the worthy.
I think you're giving the cats a little bit too much credit.
Yeah, no,
be.
Cats are just assholes. There was one.
I like cats.
There was one kitten that almost made me enjoy the company of cats, but then it pooped on me and then it ran away.
That's because you
a
were
cat
evil.
Pooped on you?
Yeah, a kitten. A kitten, no less.
I have never been pooped on.
His name was Boots. Oh, it was
adorable.
Yeah, it
he
was,
looked like Boots too.
It was Kyson's cat. Then it pooped on me.
That's because
and our friendship was wiped
scarred,
off the
and
map.
And now you're scarred for life.
And then he ran away like a few months later.
So this has nothing to do with cats. This is your own personal childhood.
No, I also
experience.
Just don't like cats.
No, cats
no.
are also just douchebags. That's
cats
true.
Are douchebags.
No, you guys
cats are
evil.
I like cats.
What was your bad cat experience? What happened?
The cats are douchebags.
Just in cats are douchebags
they just
in general.
Are in general. They you don't. Know, no, listen.
My buddy Tyler's a douchebag, and I love that guy. So
that's fine.
You can't not love a douchebag.
You sure can. Wait, did you say your friend Tyler is a douchebag?
Yeah, Tyler is a douchebag.
That's so funny. That brings up a theory of mine. I mean, it's a widely held belief. But
Tyler's are douchebags?
All Tyler's
are douchebags.
Never met one that wasn't.
Either all Tyler's are douchebags or everyone knows a douchebag named Tyler.
Maybe that. But
I don't know a Tyler that's not a douchebag.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Every Tyler I've ever met has been a douchebag.
Yeah.
It comes with the name.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's true.
It's like you're born and the doctor's like, oh, he's kind of a douche. And they're like, hey, parents, you should name him Tyler.
Hey, parents.
Megatron.
Have you ever met a Megatron?
Yes.
I watched Megatron.
It was a Family Guy joke.
I know. There is someone named Megatron.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He plays for the Detroit Lions. Kelvin Johnson. He's Megatron.
No, he's not. His legal name's not Megatron.
No, but it should be.
Okay, well, then that
yeah,
doesn't
but,
count.
But her name was originally Megan, and then...
Yeah. I still have...
I still have
a cold.
That yeah, it's been like 3 weeks.
Oh no!
And
oh no! I still have a cold.
I still have cold.
and I'm still stuffed up, and I've had a cough the whole time. I probably have a serious medical
What's
problem.
What's the whole time? What
the
does
3 that
mean?
Weeks that I've been sick.
Okay.
Since I got here.
So yeah, since you've been sick, you have been sick the whole time.
The whole time.
You've been sick.
Yes.
This is good.
But it's been
since the 3 weeks that he's gotten sick, he has been sick the whole time.
Classic Nate.
Yeah.
Classic Nate.
Anyway, I probably have a serious medical condition
right
now.
I don't think that you do.
And I should probably go to the doctor.
The serious medical condition you have is called the common cold.
Is it because you drink?
I don't.
No, that's a falsity.
I do drink, but I was going to deny it.
No,
I've never drank
you
before.
You drinking isn't a falsity. The drinking leading to your sickness is...
A falsehood.
A false...
Yes. I just want his listeners, like, oh, no, 20 or 10.
You can say falsity.
No, you can't.
Drinking
I like falsity, Slap and that. I'm going to make it... No, I'm not... I'm not doubting
Drinking beer does help my throat. I don't cough as much when I'm drinking beer.
So, Nate needs a beer.
We have beer.
I don't want one. I have to drive home at some point.
One beer?
One
you guys should drive home at some point, so you can't
You guys
have
shouldn't
beer,
make
okay.
fun of me. I'm not going to invite you back onto my episodes anymore.
I'm not invited onto your episodes anyways.
Oh, wow, so falsity.
The only reason I'm out here is because the girls are having a talk, and I had to...
No,
I was
are they talking about
the
birds room. And the bees?
No.
Wow. Falsity
think,
is a word.
I know.
I think all the girls
no,
know.
No, Kyson and his girlfriend were having that talk, and it was
and
really funny.
And that doesn't make sense.
I made it involve birds and bees.
Good thing you didn't slap Bet, otherwise it'd be real awkward for you right now.
Kyson has already done all the things that the birds and the bees teach you. Why was he just now having this conversation?
We were talking about, like, phrases that we really didn't understand, like, why there are phrases, like, cold as tits. Like, we didn't understand.
No one says that.
There are people that
although
say
that. That wouldn't be a very hard phrase to understand, think about it.
Cold as tit. It cold is an as a witch's tits in a brass bra.
Okay, see.
It is an extremity,
is
so it would probably lose
is made
some,
of ice.
Some.
No, it's because the brass bra makes the tits poke out.
Cold.
Well, because the brass
comes
is
from.
Cold.
Yeah,
but that's
we were
where
talking
that
about
phrase
the birds
from.
And the bees.
Okay.
Like, where that phrase came from. So we gave the talk. And I just inserted random animal comments that involved birds.
Okay,
bees.
Well, you do have a skill of inserting random comments into things.
I have a skill of inserting random things into things.
I know,
things.
I was waiting
I'm pretty
for
good
that
at
joke.
Insertion.
The moment the word insert entered into.
You guys are all right, inappropriate.
So hold on, guys.
Everybody's
inappropriate. Excuse me, guys.
Everyone is inappropriate?
Hold on. Allow me. Welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, not Nathan Prell. I'm Max.
I'm Nathan Prell.
He's Yay. Nathan Prell.
What a surprise. Also here, James and Chris.
Chris is here.
Welcome to the show. That was 6 minutes of an opening. It was almost like the Todd Glass show.
Oh, God.
Or One Tree Hill towards the end.
Well, yeah, not everybody's going to know that reference.
Is Todd Glass care. The one that we keep listening to?
Yes, Todd Glass is the one that we've been listening to,
I thought
to,
that was
James.
The Nerdist.
No, he's on the Nerdist Network.
Oh, that's not a thing?
The Nerdist is a podcast.
It's a podcast.
But it's
but
also
it's
the Nerdist
podcast.
It's also the Nerdist Network.
James, you can't be on the show if you're going to kick the table.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no kicking the table, James. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
James, no, okay.
Come
on. Originally, it was just the Nerdist podcast.
Right.
And then that got popular, and they were like, all right, cool. They're all famous comedians anyway. And then they...
Define famous.
If you're cool with the comedy scene, you would know who they were.
And that's one thing that Nate
yeah.
If I were
to be
Nate
cool if
cool
I were cool
the
with
scene.
The comedy scene.
He's actually wanted to move to L.A. so he can be in the comedy.
I don't
want to
be
or
in it. I want to be around it.
So that way he can be a musician. Which I think is way cooler.
Is there really a comedy scene?
Yes.
There's a music scene in Seattle.
It's a little indie comedy
There's
scene.
There's music scenes everywhere.
But it's a fantastic
But
music
I wouldn't
scene.
Say that there is one comedy scene.
No, there's not one comedy scene.
Yeah, you could be a comedian out of Seattle.
Yeah, you could be a comedian out of anywhere.
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's just harder in some places.
Harder,
but,
yeah.
Anyway, well, I guess really only Chris Hardwick was the well-known one from the original Nerdist trio. Jonah Ray was in it, and then Matt Myra was just—he was just a—he worked at.
This is Ian Carmel.
This went somewhere.
He worked at the Apple Store. He was an Apple genius.
He moved from Portland to
anyway,
LA,
and then so the Nerdist got pretty popular, and Chris was like, "I'm gonna expand this," and then he made the Nerdist.
This is stupid.
This is done.
And we're done with
first,
this.
Hold on. One of the first podcasts on the Nerdist Network was the Todd Glass Show.
Got it.
All right.
And it was amazing. And that's
speaking
what
of references
to.
That no one would get.
The people
right.
Glad
that we
the
so...
people who listen to my podcast would know.
No one cares,
clean
Nate.
The rim ram room.
What did you say?
What?
You better clim clam clean up the rim ram room. And it's something.
No, you better bim bam bring a bim bam. A bring ram
things
room.
That you guys talk
the
about?
Bim bam baby is
coming
home
tonight.
Frank Sinatra, bim bam baby.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
It's good.
It's currently on the episode string that I'm listening to of the Todd Glass Show. It's one of the songs he plays a lot.
Okay, along cool. With, no one cares.
Along with Strokin. Yeah, Strokin to the east and Strokin to the west.
That's also inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
It's a song, okay?
It's a song.
Oh!
He's talking about making love.
I'm so sorry.
He's talking about making love.
I forgot the fact that if you put something in a song,
that it's
that makes it appropriate. Oh, yeah. I am. Excuse hey, that's me. What the I'm so
think.
Sorry.
That yes. Is what the schools think.
The schools?
The schools think?
The like, schools are thinking this now?
This is what schools think.
At work. Think. At okay. Work. The company is a pretty Mormon-ran company, okay?
The Smiths?
Yeah, well, I don't usually say where I work.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to cut it out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
who the hell cares?
Pretty Mormon ran company. So all the songs on the radio are usually pretty clean. Pretty clean. Every once in a while, there'll be a song that comes on. It's like, this is definitely, they may not know the meaning of this song. Like Bruno Mars's Runaway Baby, which has a line in it, which is very clearly talking about his penis. Mm. We'll play
what's
on
the line because we know
yeah,
you.
What's
we
the
know
line?
You know
we are
it.
Not that in depth yeah. Into Bruno Mars.
It's, hold on. I don't know. It's. Something, there's only one carrot, and they all got to share it.
Oh.
Talking about his penis. All the girls
right.
Have to share his penis.
Right. Well, obviously you would know that because you know everything about penises.
And he knows everything about the music scene because he's really into the music scene.
No,
I'm not.
Comedy
really into the
scene,
comedy
James.
Scene. He's really into
attention.
All the scenes, okay?
He's just really into scenes.
He does things.
Yeah, he's kind of an important person. People know him.
We're yeah, people do know him.
People do know me.
No one knows
Nathan
you. No one cares
Drell.
About you.
I'm from California to Las Vegas and did nothing.
My name is
except for work at Smith's.
This is getting kind of hurtful.
My name has made its way around the Pennsylvania podcast circuit.
Nathan.
That's
Prowl.
True. That's how this all that's started.
That's
here. His name appeared on death threats.
Circuits.
Did those it? Are fake. Those were fake, though.
Wait, you so got death threats?
Fake?
Your name appeared on death threats?
Well, I think it was a joke. It was just some guy joking.
Your
around.
Name appeared on fake. Death threats?
I didn't know they
Whoa,
were
there was that
famous.
I don't really want to talk about the whole Sammy Tucson situation.
Sammy Tucson?
There was a song
Their name
about
was
it.
Tucson?
Me and Kyson wrote a song about it. It's a Sammy Tucson situation.
Did you name it that?
Sammy Tucson is the guy's alias.
Me
I actually,
know.
I'm so far behind on
like
the Top Gear Outcast that I'm not sure if anything ever happened with that. I think they had an episode where they actually finally discussed it.
You need to catch up, man.
I'm working on a Todd Glass Show right now, and that's
yeah,
a three-hour podcast each episode. It takes a while. I'm caught
it's
up on Nerdist, that. And I'm caught up on Nerd Poker. I just need to... I'm making my way through. Nerd Poker is
good.
A D&D.
I don't care.
With
I do not care.
With Brian Posehn and friends.
That
Brian Posehn is a famous
like,
comedian.
A lot,
he
like,
writes
this
Deadpool.
This is my fault. This is my fault.
He writes Deadpool.
I let you
like
believe
comics?
That I cared. I'm sorry.
You guys are being real
you,
dicks
hold on.
Tonight.
You always, you guys, us, me into this
Chris,
you, thing, which is not, no, Nathaniel
you
Finn,
been, you have,
shut your damn
Nathaniel
mouth.
Nathaniel Finn.
Oh.
No, Nathaniel Finn
James?
Is also.
Wait,
no.
What?
Nathaniel
shut.
Finn is the real
How come
one.
You tell me about this?
I forgot, I'm sorry.
Nathaniel
I'm having
Finn?
A conversation
sorry.
With Nate right now.
I'm sorry.
I hardly ever throw you under the bus unless you're being outrageously stupid. Then I usually try to tell you things when you're drunk because you'll actually listen to me. But usually when everyone else is being mean to you, I try to defend you or I don't say anything at all. And how much credit do I get for it? Zero.
Because it's not true. You're definitely mean to me.
He wasn't
I
being
am not
mean to
you
just
to
said,
you.
Though.
Thank you, James. Max is mean to you.
Max is mean to me.
I'm always mean to you.
I am not usually mean to you.
I flip.
I may point out things that you're doing wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm being really mean to James.
Yeah, he's been
you're
really mean to me
always mean
for the
to James.
No,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
if
no,
we
no,
want to talk
no,
about people
no,
who are mean to people, how about Nate Prowl?
Christopher, just calm down for a second. The first week James was back, I was in that, like, honeymoon stage. My best friend's back in town. Oh, yeah, we got, like, 2 weeks to hang out. First week was done. Cannot stand him anymore.
But you,
the
but
shit
you
he
what
does,
the hell is this?
I think
he
the honeymoon stage
nerves.
Lasted day
and
one because by the time
late.
That you started bringing
yeah, well,
him around us,
that.
Which I'm
oh,
pretty sure
not?
Was day
no.
Number two, oh. You were already being mean to him. And then you're always mean to Brooks. Not that I'm trying to defend Brooks,
hold on,
but to be
hold
fair,
on.
You say mean stuff about Brooks, and then when Brooks showed up at my house, you're like, oh, Brooks, I love you so much.
I love Brooks.
Mm.
I just can't
no, everybody,
stand him.
Everybody loves
let me just
Brooks.
Tell you, let me just tell you one thing that Brooks did that has completely...
Oh.
He completely deserves every mean thing I've ever said to him. That after Friend Christmas, mm-hmm. When I went home and I went to sleep and I woke up to go to work, I walk into my bathroom. The floor is soaked. There's a soaked towel on the floor. The bath mat that we have is completely soaked. There's bits of toilet paper.
Is it the
all
bath mat
the
that I left there?
No, a different one.
Oh.
Because Brooks, when Kyson dropped James back off at my house, mm-hmm. Brooks clogged the toilet and then overflowed it.
Wow.
And did not clean it up.
And then just left?
And then just left.
Wow.
So what shit Brooks says and does, he overflows people's toilets and just leaves without saying anything. I had to clean that shit
up. That's acceptable.
Are you sure that it was Brooks?
Yes.
It was Brooks.
It was Brooks. Everyone said it was Brooks. Even
Hold
my
on.
Dad said it was Brooks.
Oh, wow.
It's
I was
going to
say that it was James and he was trying
it's
to
It's known that it was
Brooks.
No, no, my poop isn't that thick anymore.
I don't want to know what that means.
Because of some kind of, like, disability that you have.
No, I just
condition.
Have thinner poop now.
I don't know, no,
like,
no,
I don't,
no,
I don't
no.
eat as heavy meals. I guess it's, like, what I don't, like, I don't eat as much meat anymore, and I think that's what, like, fattens up your poop.
This is
They've
going
done
in
studies.
A direction I don't like.
There's probably we could probably do research
we
on that.
We could probably figure this out, but for right now, the assumption is meat causes fat poop.
Okay, well,
let's talk about something interesting.
So, speaking of poop, James, what do you play while you poop?
Or just games that you're playing, because most of us don't play games while we poop, apparently. I'm a weird person who does.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Okay.
I mean, I've been playing Jetpack Joyride, but that's not really... Like, I kind of
fireworks.
That. So, Prototype 2, I just started that. Really cool.
Yeah, I kind of fell for that winter sale on Steam.
Yeah, oh, I do.
Let's see,
every
what
time.
Games
it's
have I purchased?
So good.
He wanted me to get Prototype 2, and it was only like $5. I was like, okay, sure. Total War 2, Rome 2 was on set 50% off, so I was like, okay, I'll get it. And then I got XCOM Enemy Within, because it was 30% off. I'm like, it has not been on sale since it came out.
Yeah.
I might as well take advantage of this.
By the way, I started your wish list for it.
I saw that. I got a notification that you wanted Fallout New Vegas. I don't even play Fallout.
I know.
Fallout New Vegas is really good.
It is really good. And all the expansions, it probably has a pretty good modding like group because it's the
probably.
Same people that mod.
Yeah, because it's part of the Nexus mod manager that
yeah.
we use for Skyrim.
So, I mean, it would probably be good if you could find it real cheap.
Yeah, well...
It was on sale today for like $10.
I'm just not a
the
big
Ultimate
fan
edition.
Of Fallout. I started playing a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, 3
then I just
was
really
actually really bad, like
no.
any Fallout fan...
No.
It was bad for
Take
Fallout.
It
was
it
bad
back.
For Fallout.
Take it back.
I really enjoyed it.
Take it back.
I lost my Fallout virginity to 3. And the first time I played it, I hated it.
Really?
I played it again, though. I really enjoyed it.
I played
it.
2, and then I played 3.
I really
like,
enjoyed it.
This is good. And then I played New Vegas. New Vegas just blew it all
yeah.
blew it all up. No, no doubt. New Vegas is amazing.
New Vegas is fantastic.
Is
because
it a standalone?
Yeah,
okay.
it's like what 3 really should have been. Like,
it really is, yeah.
3 got shipped out too early. It wasn't
it's like
finished.
A, it's like a full game?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I really do. I like the
I always thought
I like
it was
the
just
setting
like DLC
of 3.
Or like
I do like the setting of 3 being in like Washington.
Yeah, that's really
that
cool.
would have been cool. But if they would have done New Vegas in Washington, I think it would have been fantastic.
Yeah, it was just really empty. That's the problem with 3. I was just like, there's not really anything to do.
Well, it's a...
I mean,
it's a
wasteland, but at the same time, it's like, you find these random things, and it's like, okay.
That was a lot of the fun, because there's a lot of random things.
There is a lot of random things. But
like, just
I think
randomly coming
a
upon
better.
A dog?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You just you come upon a dog, and he becomes your pet.
I love the first
you
thing
really?
You do
yeah,
is
it's
you
awesome.
Choose
I never
whether or not
that.
You're going to blow up a city.
Yeah, one of the very first things is, oh, there's a, it's an entire town that is centered around a nuke. And there's a guy that's like, oh, we should blow it up.
I did not get that far to that quest.
You...
It's
actually,
the very...
I think the game's like $279, maybe. If you want
I
it.
I have
or like
it.
$5 for 3.
You have all 3?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you should try playing it again.
Like, it was glitchy on my computer for some reason.
It's one of those games
maybe,
you kind of
have
you
know to... what? That's why. Because I went back and I was like, okay, I'm kind of into it. But then I kept having some problems with it for some reason. Like, I didn't even mod it or anything. It was just
yeah.
vanilla game. It was having
it's
problems on
Bethesda.
My computer.
Is it Bethesda?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bethesda.
Vanilla
right?
Skyrim doesn't have problems on my computer.
That's because Skyrim was a lot more...
yeah,
there was a lot of
think
time.
Let's think
Skyrim.
About this.
All right, fine.
But yeah, and apparently they're in development of Fallout 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Along with Elder Scrolls Online, which I'm really upset
oh.
about, because I
heard that it
was
like
I was in the beta
Warcraft.
For it.
Yeah.
I was in the beta for it,
and
I never played it.
You went out of town that weekend, right?
Yeah, I went out
of
town.
You only had it for a weekend?
I heard it was World of Warcraft with an Elder Scrolls skin. Like,
well,
that's what I've heard about it.
Then really? That'll be good, because Elder Scrolls is cool and everybody likes World of Warcraft.
Right. If it's vanilla World of Warcraft, it'll do very well because there's a lot of people. Because I was very big into it. I played World of Warcraft since the beta, played all the way up. I have a level 90, and now like.
I never got into World of Warcraft, surprisingly.
Yeah,
I was big
into the raid, especially like around because like in vanilla WoW, I was into raiding a little bit. But then when I was playing Burning Crusade, I was on a raiding team that raided 5 nights a week for 8 hours a night. Like,
jeez, shit. That's too much. See, I
can't do World of Warcraft.
I like MMORPGs.
And I was in a guild, like, during Wrath, when ICC came out, I was in a guild that has a couple world firsts. So, I was pretty happy about that.
I could just never be that serious about it.
Yeah, that's my problem with MMOs. And I just don't have the time to dedicate
it. And I'm more of a single player anyway. Like, I don't do a lot of, like, social activities when I'm playing games. Like, if I was playing an MMO, I didn't talk to people.
I did.
Really? Oh, I love multiplayer.
I was
like,
extremely
smart. I thought the only MMO I ever really made friends on was RuneScape.
Oh my god.
I had some cool friends on RuneScape that got me.
And then
cool
they ruined
things.
RuneScape too when they took out the wilderness. Like,
they took out the wilderness?
A long, 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 long time
ago.
No, they created a new RuneScape. Hold on. The RuneScape that we played, RuneScape 2, they updated again. Yeah, RuneScape 2.
They got rid of it. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like, they created a new RuneScape. It's, like, really not-member-friendly.
I guess I haven't played it in a while.
It's really weird.
Well, yeah, I haven't played it
since
I was
in middle
school.
Like, over the years, I would always go back to it and play it for, like, a week or two.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah,
they
created a
RuneScape. I was very into it. Like,
I got up to
level 99.
I was level 54, I think.
I had monk robes and a rune sword because I wanted to be a Jedi.
I wasn't a member. I wasn't a member.
Neither was I.
Then you can't. How'd you get a rune sword? Oh, wait, rune is. It's rune. Dragon that jumps up to member.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was playing before there were members.
Oh, well.
I think
I got up to level 54
like
on my main character.
Yeah.
I had
like
all
the real one.
I had all adamant.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I had all adamant stuff.
And then they changed it, and I was like, this is stupid. I don't like this.
An adamant longsword, because the longsword is the only weapon with lunge, which gives you a bonus to strength and defense at the same time. Because every other weapon, every attack with only one or the other. But lunge gave you both. So
yeah.
A longsword was the
RuneScape,
best. But a scimitar was stronger and faster than a longsword.
Yep.
But you can only do one thing at a time. So if you were trying to fast level, you wouldn't want to use a scimitar.
Yeah. But anyway.
I beat all of the normal quests. Every quest that was available to people who weren't members, I beat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just
always been a big fan of multiplayer games. Like, I played Counter-Strike competitively. I was Calmain.
I played Halo competitively for a while.
Did you?
That was like the most recent thing. And
I'm
I was like,
I'm just not competitive about
ago.
Games, because then it ruins it for me.
Isn't the point of games to be competitive?
No, because that's what we were talking about, is like he likes single player games.
I like single player
campaign.
Games.
We're a little
bit
more. I think me and Nate are a little bit more casual gamers.
Yeah, I'm a casual gamer.
Oh, well, League is competitive. What am I thinking?
But
I
I'm terrible
League
at League.
Yes.
You're not
yes,
that
you
bad.
Yes, he is.
I enjoy it.
You
I
play
hold on. Yeah,
I'm really good at
he's
it.
He's a silver.
Why don't
told you
play with him?
He taught me how to play.
Oh, yeah, you
and to be fair, the only reason I'm silver is because I was deployed and I couldn't get higher. But
yeah. And then
we,
now we're
we
in preseason,
sometime?
So.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've actually been playing.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you on.
I've been playing.
Do you use TeamSpeak?
No, he uses Ventrilo.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Chris leaves again.
Did you say I left?
No.
No.
No. You did leave.
I did leave.
No, Max is really good at League. I thought maybe we could have a topic of an episode about League. I don't know if anybody who listens
really
actually plays League.
About?
I don't know, but you guys,
you
don't.
There's actually
quite
a bit to talk about, especially with like, all the preseason changes. I don't want to do it right now. Chris is here. I'd rather like change the topic to something that we can all be a part of.
You don't. No, that's okay. You can talk about something interesting for you guys.
Okay.
You just sat down. Well, let me bore you to death. So
I live here, so I mean, if you need me, you just come and get me.
Okay.
No, he taught me how to play. Him and his silver friends.
Oh yeah,
okay. And
they're all platinum
now.
Me.
Really, they're platinum.
Oh, yeah, they're all platinum.
They
Joey's
were amazing.
Platinum.
I don't think.
Well, that was
I don't think I lost. I don't think
was
we lost a single game.
Learned to
season
play.
Three.
Or?
That was season three.
Oh really?
It was right before you. He deployed right before you came back. For leave before you went to the academy.
Oh, okay.
So he taught me how to play, and then
it was hilarious. What level?
I wasn't really
I thought you
into
joined
it.
Before me.
I don't remember what
I
level
did join
he was.
Way before you.
I think
it might
have been level 11 or whatever when I played on his account as Caitlyn and just
yeah, I was like a level 11.
Oh my gosh,
just
isn't that the greatest thing ever?
It's okay, but I felt bad because I like it's not really fair that I'm just outplaying them because obviously I've been playing forever. Yeah. So, like, I took off all my runes and masteries, like, even the, like, the little ones that he could have.
Yeah.
And I just destroyed.
Because level 11s have no clue how to play. You don't know
nobody knows how to play until they're 30.
I don't even, even then. Like,
even then, oh, I know.
Even then.
Look, I'm not very good, but of the, I'm bronze 1, so I'm the top of the lowest rank.
I got him to bronze 1, and I dropped down to bronze 4.
Hey, he,
4.
He helped me a little bit. No, the one game you played with me, we lost. Right?
No, I think you won.
Or did you not play a game with me?
I don't think I played a game with
you. No, you played a game
in my provisional. I wanted to play a game with him, but then he couldn't get on, so I started my last provisional anyway, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, no, you did play. My last provisional, you played with me.
Oh, did I? Did we lose?
We lost.
Okay.
Well, I think we had a stupid team. We had, like, an AFK and then a stupid feeder kid.
Oh. Yeah, that happens, especially in bronze.
Yes.
It happens in silver, too. Like, don't, like...
Well, all ranked freaking sucks.
Well, no.
Well,
no,
I mean, once you get past silver...
Yeah, when you're playing, like, gold and platinum and diamond, like, it's way better.
I've played, like, normals with some gold and platinums.
That's normal.
A lot of them are freaking douchebags.
That's normal. That's normals.
Yeah, when you're playing normals,
like, the platinum level, like... Because I play with them all the time. So, like, when we play ranked, when I do it with them, like, we end up because my ELO is actually stupid high. Even though I'm in Silver 5,
yeah,
my ELO is stupid high. So, when I play with, like, people that are in Platinum, I don't drop them very far. So, we still are playing with, like, high gold, low plat.
Oh, okay.
Everyone else. Like, and I'm... So, they're, like, looking at Law King, like, what the fuck is this Silver 5 doing in here? And then I end up destroying.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, and I actually played... I actually played against Doublelift in one. Oh,
is that one of the professional guys?
Yeah, he plays for CLG. I played against him on his Smurf. He was playing on his Smurf account, paying Pyong. I played against him one of those games, and I didn't do terribly. I lost. I lost lane to him, but I pretty much held my own.
Was he playing his main?
He was playing ADC, yeah.
And which is his main role.
Yep.
Suck at ADC.
Luckily, Chaucer wasn't with him. If Chaucer was with him, we would have gotten fucked.
I bought Soraka, and I'm trying to learn how to be a support.
I actually figured out
Soraka's not a very good.
She got redone.
I think she'd be better as a mid.
No.
Right?
No. She's a support. She's just not a very good anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, just I think she's good because she has
just
a silence.
Because her Q could just destroy minions.
Well,
like waves of minions.
You're a support,
yeah, but you're not. You don't want to.
I know, when you're a support.
It's only helpful if you're trying to push the lane.
Yeah. But,
No, AP Soraka is actually really strong in, like, Howling Forward. Like, AP Soraka, just, like...
I played Aram with her.
That's what I mean.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like, your ult can really just turn around a battle.
Yeah. That's the one thing. Her ult can do some crazy stuff in ranked and stuff, too. She's so situational, and then...
Yeah.
Not very strong.
Yeah.
Really, she doesn't really have that much offense. Like Sona, super offensive.
Yeah,
Offensive. She's squishy. She's a glass cannon, but she's very offensive. Like, especially at like low level, she's the highest. She's the highest damage of any support.
Yeah.
So
I really like Nami as a support. Like,
Nami is really
good,
especially with
Nami.
With a Caitlyn, Nami is fantastic because her little bubble knockup. If the Caitlyn puts a trap underneath it, they just fall onto the trap, and you can just mess people up. Like Nami is super strong. I think that Thresh is also super strong.
Thresh, if you get a good Thresh, he is.
You also have to have a team that knows what to do with a Thresh, because Thresh can set up beautiful ganks.
Yeah.
Like, he can set up some amazing shit where he, like, throws his lantern off into the bushes and then in comes a jungler. Like, he can set some shit up. But if the team doesn't know how to like, click the lantern and fly to him,
and he
can
really. He can save you too. Like,
yeah, no, Thresh is really good.
You don't get many good Threshes, though.
No.
But when you do, like that
almost
one game where we were bot lane, and there was that Thresh who, he hit every single one of his pulls.
He was a good, he was good at least the skill shots.
It's funny though, because when Thresh was first released, he was actually a really good AD carry.
Really?
Oh yeah, because of the passive on his Q where it like charges up and does magic damage in addition, like on hit.
Yeah.
It like reset immediately. So like. It would, like, it builds up, so, like, the longer you wait, the more damage it does. But even, like, at Q at level 5, it was still, like, an extra 150 damage. So if you're just sitting there just, like, flap, 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 it's fucking people up, just chunking them. Especially once you get things like Leandra's Torment. If you got a Leandra's Torment, a Hex Blade, and a Blade of the Rune King, just sitting there.
So he would be more like a hybrid.
Well, kind of, but the reason you get the Leander's Torment is for the percentage of health.
Yeah.
Based on percentage of health based on the magic damage. You get Blade of the Rune King for percentage of health based on your attack damage, and you get the Hexdrinker because it has both, or not Hexdrinker, Hexblade, the Hextech Gunblade. You get that because it has both Life Steal and Spell Steal. So you're just sitting there like no one can kill you ever. Just those three items, you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you would still get like an Infinity Edge, Last Whisper, and then like boots, but
yeah. And cool thing about Thresh is his little soul things. He gets armor
and ability power, which increases the damage he does. Yeah. But they nerfed that, so it's not good anymore. It's not viable anymore. But I tested that against some bots, just fucking destroyed. So I played it in a couple real matches, devastated, and then they changed it. Like fuck.
Yeah. When I first signed up and started playing, it was right when Rengar was released, I believe.
Okay.
Vi was the champ that released when I started playing.
Okay, you started way after me then.
I believe I started a year.
Hecarim was super old.
Well, he was season 2.
He's still a 6300, I think. Yeah.
So it was in season 2.
I got him free, though. Tyler gave him to me.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I don't play him at all. He's like...
I played him when he was free week, but... I wasn't very good. I'm just not good at the game. But my best champ is probably Cho'Gath.
Really?
I don't do a lot.
Cho'Dabath.
Cho'Dabath?
Cho'Dabath.
No. Cho'Gath. I'm not very good. Like, I've seen some Cho'Gaths who are beasts and can just destroy everybody. But I don't suck as Cho'Gath.
Cho'Gath is also very situational.
I don't feed as a Cho'Gath.
Well, yeah, because he is one of the tankiest. One of, if not the tankiest, character
in the
game.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're stupid and don't know when to use your feast and stuff like that, and you don't get full stacks and...
Yeah.
Well, right, but that's still...
I know how to play him.
He has a very low learning curve.
Yes, which is why I'm good with him.
He was one of my first chance, though.
Him and Darius. I think Darius
also has a super low learning curve, although not so much anymore. The changes to his ult kind of...
What did they change
his ult
to? Weaken
a little bit.
They changed the cooldown reset. So, yeah, like, you have to use it within, like...
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
If you kill someone with the guillotine...
You can keep using it, but...
But it's
only for a certain amount of
shorter time.
Only for a certain amount of time. Before, it would just reset it completely.
It was just a complete reset. Now it's like you have 13 seconds to use it again or something like that.
Yep.
Before it goes on cooldown.
That was during...
I've always known him as...
Yeah, that was during season 3 preseason, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Really? I started a year ago, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been season 3.
Maybe I wasn't playing Darius back then.
Actually, I think it was during season 3.
My main champs when I first started... My main champs when I first started were Kale and
I figured
Leona,
out Kale.
Which I was terrible at.
What do you mean you
at.
Figured her out?
First time I played Kale, was absolutely terrible. Played her again a couple times, and for some reason I got a Kale skin... So I felt obligated to play her.
I have three.
Oh, that's why I have been learning Soraka.
She's been really OP lately.
James gifted me a mystery skin, and it was for Soraka. So that's why I've been learning Soraka. So I
have you been noticing a lot more Kales?
No.
Really? I've had a Kale in like every other game.
Was she free week?
No, she
no,
wasn't free
she's,
week. But she's been really
she's
common
not
lately.
Terribly strong.
And Mundo.
No.
Mundo's
not either. I don't understand why. I mean, obviously the meta changes all the time. People just start playing different things. People will watch streams, see pros like, oh, a pro played this. Like, I'm gonna try it too. So that might be what it is. I did watch. It was a TSM scrimmage where the other team was playing as a Kale, and that Kale was doing pretty good against Bergeson's Zed. But Kale is not amazing. Her ult is strong. Her ult is strong as fuck.
If you're good enough to use it at the right time.
But. Right. Well, obviously, but that's the same with any champion.
Well, yeah, but...
But yeah, her ult is strong. Her E is kind of ungodly, especially, like, in a top lane situation.
Oh, yeah.
Fire Sword?
Yeah. In top lane situations.
And then also
but
she has her stun, right? Or is that a slow?
It's a slow.
It's a slow, which...
She has a slow, and she has a... She can, like, her heal speeds you up.
Yeah,
she can actually do surprisingly good ganks.
Oh yeah, because she like uses her thing to speed up, goes in, slows the other person,
yeah,
just ease.
I went against the jungle
yeah.
Kale, and I was GP against.
And
the
she
Moon
can dive
Kale.
Towers like a boss because she's tanky. Oh look, the tower's hitting me. Oh look, I'm invincible. So like,
oh, I have no health. I'm invincible. Fuck you.
Yeah.
2 second invincibility.
So I mean, there's that, but I don't know. I actually played Yasuo Yasuo.
Yasuo.
I still haven't
so strong.
Really seen him.
Oh my god, his attack speed is so ridiculous. He already it's over like without attack speed items. It is over one per second. It's how fast he attacks.
He's one of those chants that if you don't get him, like you'll suck, but you can make a comeback late game.
Because oh yeah,
you'll
no, and I totally did because I was playing top lane. I got like
Aatrox.
No, like Aatrox. If you just suck with him, you suck.
Well,
with
no,
him
I was playing.
Game.
I was playing top lane against an Aatrox, and I got first blood, but then he ended up killing me over and over and over. And I had no idea what was going on. I was very confused. Because it was the first time I played him, so I didn't really understand how the abilities work. I was like finally figured out, like, oh, I can only dash to him once per 10 seconds, but I can just dash around all over the place, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so like if you have minions,
yeah, you,
his
can
minions
you dash
away
to
from
a
you,
minion,
then
you can start hitting him, then he runs away, then you dash to him. Yeah, yeah. And I figured it out, but at that point, I was already like, I couldn't take him 1v1.
Right.
But then we started getting into team fights.
Oh, and you were destroying him?
Oh, and I just started destroying everything. It was crazy, because all I needed Static Shiv and Infinity Edge.
Yep.
The game is over. Like, the game is over.
We were playing with James's friend, right? And he was played as Yixiao.
And I ended that game at, like, 15 and 5. It was crazy.
Yeah, he got his crit percentage to 100%, right?
Yeah.
As Yixiao.
Yeah. Yeah, because with the Static Shiv and Infinity Edge, it's at 95.
He's a crit champ.
Just those two items. Static Shiv, Infinity Edge, 95%. It's crazy.
He's like GP a little bit.
My best...
Except GP, you build him with the trap.
My best champion is Vi, but not in fives. I could beast his Vi on threes.
That's because Vi, like, you learned to play her. You learned to play her when she was a top lane champ. Now she's
jungle.
A jungle.
And I don't know how to jungle, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But a big thing with Vi, though, is, like, usually her shining moments are in team fights.
Yes.
Because she can dive onto AD carries like nobody's
and then break their armor.
And just destroy them. Like, that is her thing. Like, in a team fight, she dives onto the AD carry, and it's very difficult, if not impossible, for the enemy team to peel for it. Like, there's really nothing that they can do, for the most part. Like, obviously, Vi might die, but if their AD carry is dead, and your AD carry is alive, you're just going to clean up at that point. Vi, like, sacrificing Vi for that AD carry.
Her dunk has seriously helped me in so many fights.
Especially, like, if it's an entire group, because then everybody just gets dunked up. And then imagine this. Vi dives in on the AD carry, dunks everybody, and then Yasuo uses his ult and just holds everybody in the air and does massive damage, and then just everyone's dead. It
went against a Malphite,
like,
Yasuo.
He'll be in the middle of them, he just spins, he just does what Yasuo does, he just starts dashing around. It's odd. I don't even know.
Yeah, I feel like
he's
going to
get nerfed,
Yasuo, but of course
he's
going to get nerfed.
No, his wind wall will, because there is literally, like, if you're fighting a Caitlyn, she can't do anything.
Really?
Oh no!
Well,
Caitlyn cannot.
On it,
oh,
like,
look, Caitlyn!
25 seconds.
Caitlyn is ulting me
because it blocks all moves.
It blocks all projectiles. Yeah, it blocks all projectiles
except for champions. If the champion is projectiling, it does not block.
Okay. Yes.
So Vi can break it.
Vi goes through it, but
I've always wanted to try that. I always wanted to be like wind wall,
but no,
and then
every,
the champion just stops and is like, "What
manner of projectile? All abilities, all spells, all like." Range champion basic attacks, if it goes through the wind wall, it just poof.
That's
it bounces
definitely
off,
gonna get nerfed.
And it lasts like 3 seconds.
That's definitely getting nerfed.
I know.
Well,
I know, and it does. I tested this too, because I'm like, the only way that this could like be fair is if it blocks your own as well. Nope. No, it does
you
not.
You have projectile attacks?
No, your
or
own team. Teams.
Okay.
Your own teams. No. It does not. Like, it is so overpowered.
No, it's a one-way wall.
Maybe that's what they'll do to nerf it, is make it to where it blocks it both ways.
And it doesn't matter which direction it's coming from. Like, because, like, there's a front to the wall and a back to the wall when you cast it. It doesn't matter which direction it's coming from either. So if you're running, you put one down in front of you, you pass through it, and then they're shooting you from behind, it'll still block it.
That's definitely OP.
Yeah. I mean, but it lasts for 3 seconds, has a 25-second cooldown. It's like a huge situational move.
Well, yeah.
But those situations where you use it correctly, just game-changing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, realistically, there's a lot of other game-changing champions.
There's like, Mundo.
Mundo is not game-changing. If you're going to call it game-changing,
no,
you're talking like Sona, Amumu,
he's not game-changing, but, like, Mundo is just the biggest pain in the ass. Like, if
but he doesn't do anything.
Mundo,
he doesn't do damage.
He
like, you just
cleavers the crap out
of him. No, you just ignore everything. You just ignore him. If you ignore him, you'll win. If you ignore Mundo, you win.
Every time. I actually was beating him in lane as Gangplank. And then Kale ganks. And just one gank, you lose the lane, though, against the Mundo.
Because he can take the tower anyway.
Well, it's not even that. It's just that he just... He's Mundo. Like, there's no real way to explain it other than he's Mundo.
He's Mundo. Yeah, he's Mundo.
Can't stand that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. We played
he's new meta. Like, him, Kale...
I don't remember what we were playing. We played before they had Showdown. We were playing... It was before I deployed,
too. Offer 1? Oh.
No, well, Offer 1
did you play Offer 1?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was fun.
Fucking Luxes. That was, like, one of the only things I did while I was deployed. Like, I was like, holy crap, that's amazing. I heard about it. I'm like, I gotta play it. So,
I got,
with my crazy ping and everything, I was just like,
I got my
this
team
is
to
sick.
Be, I got my team to beat Tryndamere. I was like, we should beat Tryndamere. And then...
I played a game. It was... Five Teemos versus five.
I went Wizard Teemo. Wait,
then everyone was
you
like,
do Teemos?
Teemos versus Teemos, man.
Did you do a custom game?
No, it was that's what it was called. It was called All for One. There was a bug.
No, but you couldn't pick Teemo.
Yes, you could.
No, like, you couldn't pick Teemo.
Maybe
Teemo
they fixed
and Karthus.
The bug, and then they fixed
no,
it.
I promise.
They were blocked out during that phase. Like, I tried.
No. If someone locks it in, if someone locks it in, no one else can pick it.
No, I couldn't play it. Like, we couldn't do it.
Well,
we
I don't
tried.
Know what your problem was, because I did.
Maybe they changed it afterwards.
Oh, and
maybe
they
realized
that
that was just too
another
annoying.
Another All for One?
Well, no, it was a bug. It's not like Riot intended it.
Yeah, another All for One? I got our team to be Draven.
Why?
Because it was League of Draven. It was fun.
League of Draven.
Everyone was pissed
it's
at me.
Also Draven.
Whatever. I say all of the names wrong.
I know.
Why do the people keep knocking on the wall next to us?
It might be because we're being loud. I don't care.
I don't know.
And that's also where the stairs are.
Oh, then it's probably just stairs. The whole team was like, no, not Draven. Not Draven, but no one decided anything. And it locked. And it was Draven. And they were like, screw you! Screw you, man! And everyone's just was terrible as Draven. I can't remember who we were against. I think we wound up winning.
Yeah,
really?
Well,
I didn't win a single one of those games.
The only ones I played were all 10 were the same.
Really?
Yeah, so ten, I played one was 10 Luxes. I played one
that's
with
insane.
10 Teemos. 10 Teemos was just so on mushrooms.
So many
mushrooms
shrooms.
For days. We won. We ended up winning. But just mushrooms.
You won
for days.
True battle GG.
Huh?
You won true battle GG.
Well, yeah, realistically, the reason we won is because I was super aggressive and got first blood.
Well, there you go.
That was it. We won because of that.
Yeah, he's a fun champ. I love Teemo.
Teemo
is like.
Awful. I hate Teemo.
James always tries to do support Teemo, and then he's just...
No, I
James
stopped
that. Support Teemo
support.
Is not bad.
No,
it's
but
better than AD carry Teemo.
James is a bad
yeah, that's
support.
Dumb. I'm a terrible support. I just end up getting the kills. We win, though. We do win.
I've never
so
won
you
a game
and,
with
you and Steve
sucked.
Would be best friends.
Why?
Because he's been playing Blitzcrank a lot lately.
Yeah.
I can't get a kill. Ever.
He steals
really?
It?
He steals all of them. There was one game where I was one... And then with, like, 16 assists.
See, I'm a good
and
support
he
in
had,
that way.
He had over 10 kills as Blitz. Almost like...
My sister called me. Where were we?
I don't even know.
Next segment. We talked all right. way too long about League of Legends, and I don't think anybody who listens actually plays League of Legends, so...
All the head of them?
And what's funny is that we didn't even talk about, like, the preseason changes.
No.
We should
I don't
talk
care.
About
What are the priests? I look. We're going.
They
we're
like cut.
On.
They brought a lawnmower and they cut some of the brush. And now it's really
oh,
annoying top lane.
They did. I know because they cut it into three bushes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's so
look,
dumb.
There's already 30 minutes of this podcast that people could just skip over. And miss. All right. We might as well give them a couple more jokes in there. Get some interesting topics. You know.
All right.
So some jokes.
Oh,
what does a clock do when it's hungry? Goes back 4 seconds.
It was good.
You got any more?
Yeah, you got some more.
You gotta have
jokes.
More. If you
all right,
got
I have
some.
More. Why? I was wondering why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me. The bicycle couldn't stand on its own because it was too tired.
I like these too much.
What do you call the ratio of the circumference to the diameter of an igloo? An Eskimo pie.
It's pie, but it's an Eskimo because it's an igloo.
Eskimo pie.
An Eskimo pie is like an ice cream.
God.
Those are my favorite kind of jokes.
Jeez, Nate.
You guys are stupid.
Oh, my God.
Broken pencils are pointless.
That's so easy. It still makes me laugh.
That's what she said.
What do you call a short psychic that escapes from prison? A small, medium, at large? I have a fear of hurdles, but I got over it. Neat. A new type of broom was released. It's sweeping the nation. Need a boat to save some animals? I know a guy.
Noah.
I know a
Noah. Oh. Oh, he said boat. I heard bow.
What's the time between slipping on a peel of banana and hitting the ground? One banana second.
What?
Banana second?
Like I don't get it.
Banana second?
Oh, banana second. Okay. Yeah,
I really want to get a camouflage shirt, but I can't find one.
Are you just reading these now?
No, because I was having a battle of puns with my mom earlier.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm reading them on Facebook. My snowboarding skills are really going downhill.
Puns are my favorite humor.
God.
What's the weight an evangelist carries with God? 1 Billy Graham.
I don't get it. Billy Graham.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Graham.
I don't know who that is, but the name sounds familiar.
He's an evangelist.
Okay, I get it.
What's the time it takes to sail 220 yards at 1 nautical mile per hour? Not for long. And I'm done. I'm done with this.
Okay. That was fun.
So there we go. Jokes. Everybody.
All right. Jokes. Well, there was the...
Max, what's something people don't know about you?
Something people don't know about me is that I hate puns. I absolutely despise...
Really?
I despise puns. They're the lowest form of humor.
I love them. I love them so much.
There's a hierarchy of humor.
Yeah.
What an elitist prick.
James, what's something that people don't know about you?
I don't like them.
You don't like people?
I don't. No,
not people, just the listeners.
Oh, that's
I hate
rude.
Your listeners.
But the listeners love you, James.
I'm just kidding.
At least one listener
I love
likes
listeners.
You.
Out of 10?
Out of the 10.
Out of the 10. The other 10 are probably just subscribed for now, you know?
10%.
Did any of them comment on the last one?
No.
I hate you.
Don't be mean to the listeners.
You know what? Maybe they need some negative reinforcement. Maybe you're too nice to them.
Listen, James. Your shit's getting on my nerves.
Your shit.
I've had enough of your shit, James.
My shit's getting.
You're
in
gonna
the
drop to tier two. You're gonna drop to
I
tier
love
two.
You know what really grinds my balls?
A ball grinder?
Oh, that. Did I have to follow that up with something?
Is that yeah. What's the follow up?
Oh no, I didn't have one. I was just.
You just wanted to hear what we were gonna say.
Yeah, I was just talking.
Oh.
You know, when you go to the strip club and.
Yeah, I was watching Arrested Development.
I love Arrested Development.
I was watching Arrested Development, and there was a part where Jason Bateman was, like, dating this girl, and then she was like, oh, I'm so done with this, like, and she starts walking away. He's like, no, Jenny. And she like, turns around and is like, what? He's like, oh, was I supposed to have a follow-up? I was just saying your name as you left. I don't have anything.
I remember that part.
And she walked out the door, and as she's closing, he's like, Jenny.
Apparently I have soft hands. That's my thing, I guess.
James has soft hands.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, James might have the softest hands.
Mostly ladies. I'm mostly heterosexual.
So that means that he does not do a hard day's work.
He doesn't.
He at all.
No. My hands?
Not in his
you,
life.
You should have
super dry.
This.
Super rough.
They're
not
going to
hold your
rough.
Hand.
Come on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wow, okay. No, mine are too. Mine are pretty
yeah,
rough.
Because I'm cardboard all day.
Oh. So you also don't work a hard day's work in your life?
No, I do.
He works a hard
I work
day's
with
work.
Cardboard.
I work. Oh.
I work with a lot of boxes and lifting things.
Oh, picking heavy things up, putting back down?
Yeah. A hard day's work.
Sounds like a Marine.
No.
No?
No.
Sounds like being deployed. Just weightlifting all the time.
Okay, but mine's productive.
Right, so is mine.
Yeah, that's this, productive. Did you say lifting is not productive?
Yeah, I was about to say, this does not happen on accident.
Yeah, this does not happen on accident.
Yeah, this does not happen on accident.
Yeah,
actually, that does.
Actually, that did.
That probably did.
No, I know that did. So what's something we don't know about you, Nate Pearl? You got any girl stuff going on?
No
girl stuff?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Anything with Coheed? Anything new?
No.
No.
I may have made out with her.
Okay, there we go.
It may have happened more than one time on separate occasions.
I may have been present for one of those times.
He may have cock-blocked him a little
James
bit.
James definitely cock-blocked me.
I've been trying he wasn't to even enable there, you. Which is funny, because he wasn't even there. He just it just
I was
happened.
Sleeping.
I know. She said the only reason she wouldn't go back to my place was because James was there and she thought that it would be weird.
Nate,
James
use
was there.
Some freaking charisma, okay? Be a fucking man.
Nah, yo, dude. I didn't want to risk waking up my parents anyway.
James just said that Nate doesn't have a penis.
Nate, tell her she's a car whore then.
No. She said she's not a car whore. She's never
You know what?
No. She's never,
it's safe to say she digs the backseat.
No, she probably, like...
She said she does.
That's the name of the song. Hopefully the listeners get it.
Well, yeah, so we that's a didn't. Thing. I've got a little fling going on. I don't really know where it's going. I'm just kind of going with the flow with it, so...
And he's been a total dick to me.
Look, that's completely separate.
That's
you're
completely
a
related.
You're a piece of shit, James.
You only
I've
do
had
this when you have, like, a
shit.
Thing going on.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
That's not true
That's
at
what
all.
Kyson said, and Kyson's word is law, because he's a better lover than you.
Whoa, this is so weird. All right, so in other news...
Kyson's a better lover than you, James.
We're
going to
go back
you're just
to
jealous.
My...
Kyson's just a really good lover.
My girl issues. Homegirl is moving to Tucson. Really sad. She's ruined me for other girls at this point, because she was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Kind of sad about it.
No, it's really stupid because at this point at Revolver, been to Revolver 3 times in a row, gotten 3 numbers in a row.
Yeah.
At this point. The first one was amazing. I really wanted to go out with her. She moved into Tucson. Doesn't really respond anymore. Okay, fine.
Second one was pretty weird.
Crazy.
Super desperate.
Super, came on way strong.
Just
and
hit
I was
it
just,
and quit it, sir. Just
no,
had
no,
that
no,
shit
no. That's not, no. That's not my, that's not really my game
that's
anymore.
That's not a nice thing to do anyway.
That's not really my game anymore. Like, I've been there. It's kind of not... I don't know. It's just not, it's not my thing anymore. So, but she came on way strong. I was like, kind of freaked me out a little bit. So I just,
and then this last chick has a technically boyfriend, which
right.
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I was very confused because I asked her to dance and I was like, and we were dancing and like had amazing conversation. She has amazing music taste. I was like, okay, this is cool. I didn't want to make the same mistake this time. I wanted to like, if she was going to be moving away or some other random bullshit, I wanted to know up front.
Yeah.
So I was like, as she was about to leave, I'm like, hey, if you can give me your number, I'd like to take you out sometime this week. And she's like, oh, I technically have a boyfriend. I'm like,
which is a weird way to say it.
Yeah. And so I was like, let's go back a little bit. Technically, what does that mean? She's like, oh, I don't really want to talk about it, but here's my number. And she gave it to me. I'm like,
yeah. So,
but in my head, I'm just thinking like, that's not really my... That's not my thing either. I'm not trying to, like...
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, that's like, Nate's thing.
That's not my thing.
Nate over here breaking up marriages.
No. She already got... They're separated already.
Wow, that was fast, Nate.
Yeah, you did work.
Nice.
No, that
way
happened
to go.
Before. That happened
what a
before.
Professional.
But no, anyway, so yeah. So there's that. That's my love life right now. If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. Me too.
Yeah. Hookah bar.
So what,
I went to the hookah bar on Saturday and met a girl. She was cool.
What was his name?
One of Kyson's friends.
Yeah,
one of Kyson's girlfriend's friends.
Yeah.
I've met her. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's cute.
But James is only here for 2 more days, so probably not gonna happen.
Does she live here?
Yeah.
What's her name?
She's younger than you.
How much younger than me?
She's like 18.
Oh, no, never mind. No.
That's
legal.
She's Kyson and his girlfriend's age.
I know it's legal. But that's still...
It's
illegal
okay.
in my head.
It's okay, because I'm there to take care of her.
For 2 days.
For 2 days.
Nothing's going to happen, because Kyson
acceptable.
Can't even get it out of her if she liked you or not.
That's funny.
Well, that's just because it's Kyson being Kyson.
Kyson is terrible at that sort of thing. I told you. Kyson tried to set me up with one of his friends. He's like, I'm going to set you up with her. He told her about me, told me about her. 6 months later, I got her number. Okay. I was like, Kyson, when is this going to happen? When are you going to set me up with this girl? He's like, oh, I'm working on it. It's like a the simplest way to set up
a friend is a double date.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
That's what he did.
That's exactly what... He was just like, hey, let's go to the hookah lounge. And I was like, hey, invite your friend and, you know, bring your girlfriend. And he was like, okay, it's a double date.
Perfect. And usually you want to be up front with that. Hey, I want to set you up with my friend. Here, let's go on a double date. You'll like
yeah.
him. That's yeah. usually how you do that.
No,
you,
that was exactly what happened.
Oh, but yeah, usually you have to be up front with that. Like, you don't like, oh, let's just go hang out.
Yeah, no, that's not the way to do it at all.
No, she definitely understood it as a date.
That's good.
Yeah, I didn't understand it as a date, but once I heard about it as a date, I was like, okay, this works
for me.
I would hope that maybe things would work out with him. Maybe he could talk to her while he's back, and then maybe when he comes back and over the
maybe
summer,
I'll come back
he
more
can
often.
Hang out. Maybe, I don't know, but...
And then my best
friend. Yeah, he's gonna come. If he has a girl here, he's gonna come back and hang out with you.
I'm gonna come back for spring break.
Yeah,
he's gonna.
I have a girl here.
The plan is that if I do move to Washington, I'll wait till the summer when he comes back, and he'll help me move up there so that I have a companion on the road trip, and then he can hang out with his friends up in Washington.
Yep.
You're gonna move to Washington?
He might.
I'm planning on it. By summer, I either want to move to.
I'm telling
California
him not to move until he has a managerial position.
I'm
going to
try for a manager position, but if I could transfer at a equal position, then I would be okay. I could survive. If I go to California, I could live with my aunt.
Yeah, but you're moving away from your parents.
Do you want to come with me, Max?
I can't.
He's stationed here.
I have obligations.
He
also like, no. I like living in Vegas, so no.
I can't stand Vegas, but
I love Vegas.
You have at least until summer. It probably, honestly, it'll probably wind up being closer to the end of summer if I do move. To be realistic.
Is that
but
what
I'm
you
being
want me
optimistic.
To try to schedule my leave?
No, but I'm going to be optimistic. I'll let you know if I'm going to move.
Okay.
But I'm going to be optimistic and hope for the beginning of summer. To
I hope that you don't move. I hope that everything falls apart and you can't move away.
That's a rude way to say it, but I mean, I'm glad that you want me to stay.
I mean,
but the intention is good, right?
It would make things easier for me too, because then I'd have a place to stay in Vegas, and
oh,
I
can
here?
Always stay here.
Oh,
enjoy
you
Vegas.
No.
But then I would also have a place to stay in Washington, so I'd have an excuse to go
you
there.
Could always stay
and
here.
I have
James's
family.
Parents are probably going to move to Spain.
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
His mom is from Spain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not American.
No, he
I
is.
Am American.
No, so you're foreign.
No, I was
his dad
basketball.
Is American.
I was born in Virginia.
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 Yeah, that's what I said.
Virginia. Virginia. His mom is super Spanish. Like, I cannot understand anything she says.
Oh, like fob? Like,
just
fresh off the boat.
Oh, that's what that means?
Yeah, fob.
You think I would know that?
Pretty much. Like, her English is so broken. I can barely understand.
Like, not even Spanish people understand her at that point.
James can hardly understand her, and he's grown up with her his whole life.
I don't actually understand her. Sometimes it's just like, Mom, can you please speak Spanish? Because I don't understand what you're saying.
She's super Spanish.
That's funny.
Just for the record, I don't really know Spanish that well, so...
That doesn't help either.
I would prefer her speaking a foreign language to English sometimes. That's basically the
at
comment.
Least in a foreign language, you could pick up on a couple words, you know.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as she says paper toilet, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's physically impossible, Mom.
Paper toilet?
She says paper toilet.
Instead of toilet paper?
Really?
But that's easy to figure out.
No, I can figure that out.
I guess,
but like
yeah,
the way she says it, you just don't know really what she's saying. And you're just like, did I just hear paper toilet? Okay, toilet paper. What are we talking about toilet paper for? We were just talking about lunch. Like, was it that bad? Did we have Taco Bell?
Mom's all over the place.
Well, it's coming up on an hour.
I guess that's the end of the
episode. Wait. Hi, Katie.
Oh, he promised.
Shout out.
He promised he'd give Katie a shout out. So.
Yeah, that's
who's
the
Katie?
Shout out.
One of our, a mutual friend of ours, she used to live here, like back when, probably I think I was probably a freshman, and you were still in middle school.
Yeah, I met her in middle school.
Yeah, but she was a year older than him, so she's a year younger than me.
She is a year older than me.
She
didn't,
was.
Like,
can I say something inappropriate to her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Katie. I hope you get to tongue punch the man of your dreams right in his wrinkle star. That's my valiant hope for you.
I'm okay. Pretty sure she's going to really appreciate that, actually.
I heard another thing, which I'm going to start using more often, is I want to punch you in the mouth with my mouth. but softly because I like you. So I'm definitely going to use
that's
that.
Good.
That's my new that's my new pickup line, along with, "Hi, I'm neurotic."
Because you're neurotic.
Because I'm neurotic.
Okay.
He is neurotic, and bye.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.